Wendy, Bill Bellamy has stopped by for two reasons. Number one, to promote his dates at the Improv in Chicago, and also to charge his cell phone.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I don't do this all the time, but I was looking through the glass, and I could tell you guys had a good charger.
Oh,
that's why
true?
I came in.
That's excellent. How are you, Bill? Like, it's great to finally meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. I love this radio station, man. I love the view you have. This is like creme de la creme, bro. Yep.
Oh, totally. Yep.
If you don't like this job, dude, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is all types of wrongs. This is how that's my white guy's voice. It's all types of wrongs, bro. Yeah, that's my California white guy.
That's good.
Yeah, dude's like, dude, it's all type of wrongs, bro. And I got that voice from my boy in Cali. He was a cameraman.
Yeah.
And he was an super surfer guy, super snowboard guy. And he used to be like, Bell, man, seriously, Bells? He called me Bells. He's like, Bells, seriously, bro? Like, you got to try surfing, man, because it's like epic, bro. You get up early, man. You catch a swell. It's just like, it's like God, man. Right? You know that guy?
We know that guy, but here's the problem. Mm. That guy exists a little bit here in Chicago.
You have California, that guy here too?
That guy's everywhere.
Yeah.
But you see that guy here sometimes and you go, why are you like that here? We don't have surfing and swelling.
But it's like what I liked about him, you know, and I'm joking around, but what I did like about him, man, he was such a good guy and he was just totally cool, fearless, you know, cameraman. Like I literally was snowboarding down the mountain and he was filming me backwards.
Really?
Yeah. With the camera. He's like, bro, don't even worry about it, dude. Just do whatever you're going to do. This is going to look so cool on film, bro.
Epic,
yeah. And he would be going backwards. I'm like, there's a tree. And he'd go right away from the tree.
Wow.
Backwards. It was dope.
He's talented. That's so talented.
God, I don't know how the Blackhawks can skate backwards. How can you snowboard backwards?
Well, you don't. He did.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's totally rad, bro.
The instructors, you ski or snowboard, so you see instructors do that where they're just so
because what happens with the skis is actually a lot easier because the instructors do it so much and like they can help the kids
right.
and help you not fall.
Yeah.
You know, they do little French fries, crisscross, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's literally for the novice.
Mm-hmm.
It is a too much to ask.
Sure.
You know.
I'm not into like cold winter sports. Now, Bill, I know you ski. Do you snowboard too?
No, just skiing. Yeah.
Do you ski?
You prefer the snowboarding?
I prefer the snowboard, guys.
Because why? Tell me why.
Because it's just more fun, man. It's more freestyle. Now, with all respect to my skiers out there, because I know you guys rock hard as well.
Yeah.
It requires more time to be proficient as a skier. You can learn faster and have more fun snowboarding because, one, you're locked in on one board, and once you finally get your balance, you can carve and do this thing. And
right.
You don't need sticks.
Oh,
with
yeah.
skiing is really, 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 really hard because think about it. Your quads are on fire.
Yeah.
And you're digging in left, you're digging in right, and you got to know how to use your poles because your pole will hurt you. Like, you'll break a rib. Like if you dig in the wrong way and hit that pole, you're like, poof, you just got punctured right there.
You can also use the poles, Bill, to get people out of your way.
You can like
do that
SWAT.
With snowboarding.
Yeah, you can, like, SWAT kids. Move! I can't ski! Move it!
Do you skateboard? Have you ever skateboarded?
I've tried it. I'm not that good at it. I mean, I can ride it. You know, obviously I did it a lot, you know, but not like where I'm a trick guy, you know, but I could get on a skateboard right now and just go and do the thing.
Really?
And carve because it was fun. But see, the thing is now the boards are the trucks are wider. The wheels are softer. I was the kid that was on the experimental ones that came out like in late 80s going into the 90s, the ones that hit a pebble and you fly through a glass window. You know that one?
Sure.
Yeah. Now those the skateboards will go over that little pebble. That little pebble will ruin your life.
They have shock absorbers now on the new ones.
Listen to me. When I was a kid, I remember the worst thing that ever happened to me. I'm skateboard. I'm doing a good thing. I'm going left. I'm carving right. It's looking good. And all of a sudden, I'm in the air, over two garbage cans, through the bushes, and I'm bleeding on my elbows. I got a scratch on my head because I went through the bushes.
Oh, no.
Dude, and the lady came, and then the lady came out, mean old lady, talking about, you knocked down my cans. I'm like, lady, almost died.
Right. That's more important.
Look at me.
Bill Bellamy is our guest. He's at the Improv in Schaumburg.
She didn't even care about me. She cared about her kids.
Bill, speaking of sports, true or not true, are you related to Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes.
You are.
Yes,
cousins?
Sir. Cousins. Second cousins.
How about that?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
He's bigger than me, by the way.
Just a little.
But here's the thing.
But people, your free throw percentage is higher.
Way higher. Here's the thing about Shaq, right?
Mine is.
Shaq, it goes and comes. Like, people forget. Like, they're like, oh, that's right. You look it up or whatever, right? But when he was in the NBA and he was, you know, Mr. Shaquille O'Neal, mm-hmm. Superman, blah, 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 mm-hmm. everybody knew because he was just in the limelight all the time. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So now he's just like on TNT. And, you know, now I'm like, you know, on my little hot run right now, you know, with the movies and the TV. So now people are like, oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
I knew he was related to someone.
They're going up to Shaq on your Bill Bellamy's cousin?
Yeah, they're going yeah. to him and say, dog, you know your cousin is way bigger than you right now. You know, I know you're tall, but he's way bigger than you right now.
When you guys were growing up, did you play with him at the yard a little bit?
Yeah, it was really unfortunate that Shaq would use his size against us, you know. Because, I mean, literally, when he was in the ninth grade, he had to sit at the teacher's desk because the regular desk wouldn't fit him.
Really?
His legs were too long. Too long. He had to sit in a big, yeah, you know, he had a huge chair. It looked like a baby chair. We had to sit in long legs. But when we used to always play for money or just for fun or whatever, he let you like get, like if the game's 15, he'd let you get to like 11. And then he'd just start backing you down.
Yeah.
Dunk. And there's nothing you can do, dude.
Yeah.
Like you're holding on to him. You feel like a kid. And he just tosses you around. But he's so much fun, though. I mean, I love him to death. He has the heart of a comedian. He has so much personality. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even let his size even get in the way of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to break dance at parties. We like, he just clear out, knock out 40 people. We're like, dude, your legs are too long, bro. You can't windmill in here, bro. Calm down, bro.
Wasn't Chill there out. An earthquake yeah, when he was like breakdancing?
He'd be like, yo, you saw that, right? It was so good, man. I'm telling you, I'm getting good.
Boy, so it's family reunions. Yeah. Is he getting the attention? Are you getting the attention? I'm Who's getting you are getting the attention.
I'm getting a lot, but he's getting way more than me. But I'm still sexier, though. That's all it is.
Bill Bellamy is here. He's going to be at the Improv. That's tonight through Sunday. You want to go to improv.com. All your information's there. Or call 847-240-2001. More in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
Bill Bellamy is our guest. Very funny comedian, actor, writer. He's performing at the Improv in Schaumburg tonight through Sunday. You yes. want to go to improv.com. We were all shocked yesterday at the news of Prince, and you
Absolutely.
Have a story or two to tell us
yeah,
about.
Yeah, man. Prince was one of those kind of artists that I think only come once in a lifetime. You know?
Absolutely.
There's nothing like him. Just think about it. You don't even have a fallback artist that's close. I mean, yeah. he just created his own lane, in my opinion, as an artist, as a producer, as a songwriter, as a musician, a real musician that mm-hmm. can play multiple instruments.
Like 30 instruments.
Yeah, like the dude was just a prodigy, really. I mean, just self-taught, sit down, I can play it. I figure out the languages of this instrument kind of guy. When I was on MTV... I had the pleasure of interviewing him for his Emancipation album. Mm-hmm. And it was really a incredible choice for him because Emancipation, thus getting his freedom, thus, you know, getting away from the record label ownership thing. Because I don't know if you remember, he didn't own his own name at the time.
Is that when he went into yeah, the artist that's formerly really known as Prince and he used the Ankh sign
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, then he used the symbol.
Yeah.
And I was calling him the symbol for a while. I was like, man, I can't call him Prince.
You were just saying Mr. Symbol?
I was like, Mr. Symbol. Like a symbol as in, or like a symbol, mm-hmm. right? So, no, it's true. Because I was on MTV and I'm like, I can't just call Mr. Symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna sound weird in an interview.
So did you wait till he looked at you? To
yeah, just
start
wait.
Talking?
I just could be like, "Symbol, listen." So, but he did that, and it was a part of his retaliation of as an artist on how to, you know, I want to own my own music and I want to have own my name. And he eventually won, And he got his name back and he changed his name back. But the Emancipation album was really good album. And I went out to Minneapolis with the, you know, MTV camera crew.
At Paisley Park.
Paisley Park. And I didn't know what to expect because, I mean, I've never been around a man who wear high heels like that. And body
really
suit,
high.
Really high. And body suits like purple with glitter on them. And it's buttoned down to his navel. Like, that's too sexy for me. You know, that's, I just can't walk around like that.
That
like,
was
I just,
sexy.
You know, like chicks, huh? Oh my God. I'm, oh my God, I'm about to faint. But like a dude, I'm a dude, you know what I'm saying? I can't walk around in a bodysuit with glitter on, you know? I can't have on high heels that light up.
Bill,
Wendy, look at me. Look at me, Wendy.
I would look at you in that, too.
I mean, you got to be the certain type of dude to pull that off.
True.
That's not a Bill Bellamy lane. You
no,
feel me?
No, it isn't.
Bill but Bellamy wears a scarf, a jean jacket. I'm cool.
He was 5'2". Danny DeVito was 5'2". In the same outfit, Danny DeVito...
Danny DeVito would have to be in Batman with that outfit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, then it works.
But the thing about him was he was so cool, right? So when I get out to Paisley Park, I'm all nervous. I'm thinking he's going to talk the way the sound says, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in this thing called life." I literally thought he was going to be like, "Good morning, Mr. Bellamy. Welcome to Paisley Park." Like, somewhere, my goofy ass thought that's how he was going to talk. But then when I get there, he's like, "What's happening, brother?"
Wow.
"What's happening, brother?"
How about that?
I was like, yo, that's kind of cool. Like, that's like, that's not Dearly Beloved.
No, it sure isn't.
It's not Dearly Beloved.
But overall, a nice man.
You absolutely yeah, wonderful good, guy, good. Super talented. And this is one of the things that I always liked about Prince. If you notice, any woman you ever saw him with was stunning.
Smoking like, hot.
Smoking hot. Oh, my God. Put the bacon on, baby. So,
can I start saying that?
Yeah, put the bacon
I'm
on,
start
baby.
Saying that.
Yeah, that's when you know it's hot. When the bacon hit the...
Sizzle.
That's hot. That's the sizzle. So I asked him, I said, "How do you get the sizzle every time I see you got something that is unbelievable?"
Yeah.
And he said, in the most cool way ever, he said, "Man, you have to travel, man."
That's it?
Travel the world.
See, now my guess would have been eHarmony, but he was just right. Traveling and meeting girls that way?
He was just traveling the world. You know, you ever been to, he said, "You ever been to Morocco, man? You ever been to Costa Rica, man?"
Yeah.
"You had to travel. There's beautiful women all over the world." I was like, "Well, I've only been to Detroit." "I've only been to Kalamazoo."
Right.
No, you know, I had been a lot of places. And I was...
Not as exotic anyway.
That's exotic. You know, I was going to cities. He's going to different continents yeah. and stuff. You know, he's Prince.
Yeah.
And girls used to send him so many pictures. This is before we had Instagram. You know, this is real chicks. They would like... They would write you a letter. Right? They wouldn't... Now they DM you. Now, back in the day, they write you a letter. "I'm in love with you. Can you come all the way to Morocco to meet me? I'm a princess."
But Bill, even your friend. Least attractive rockers, and I will use Mr. Iggy Pop as an example.
If, hot oh on my stage.
God. If he's not in the world of rock and roll,
bro,
Iggy doesn't
put
do well
him
with
in Costco,
ladies.
Bro. Yep. He's in aisle 9. He's taking a bath.
Yes.
No one's checking for
right.
him. Put him on stage, guitar, the right move, boom. Like Steven Tyler. I interviewed Steven Tyler, right? I went out to Boston. I opened up for
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And
did you have scarves on your microphone and stuff
yo,
when you were
dude, this
opening
dude is
for them?
Extra sick jeans so tight, his gonads looked like they were in a struggle. You hear me? I never seen a man wear jeans this tight. His knees, the circulation to his knees were blue.
In a struggle, you say?
Dude, in a struggle. And backstage, the women that wanted to meet Steven Tyler went from. Grandma
yeah.
to her daughter. It was three generations of women that were in love with this man.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I need scarves on my microphone.
That's what's missing.
Dude, if you ever have a low time in your life,
yeah.
things aren't going your way, bro. You put scarves on your microphone.
Everything turns up.
Ow! You know who else is sexy like that?
Who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
See,
he's
you see Wendy?
Something else.
Did you see Wendy just
perk
on
reaction.
Him?
Yep.
Did you?
Yep.
So a couple weeks ago, Wendy, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
I've been knowing Lenny for a long time, but I haven't seen Lenny in about 6 years. Probably six. So I'm going to see Dave Chappelle. reaches out to me. He's like, dude, I'm in town. I'm taping my special. Are you in town? I'm like, yo, yes, I'm in town. So I'm that's my boy. So I'm going to see Dave, right? So I go to, like, I always have celebrities in my green room. So I feel like, you know, I'm a star as well. You know, I have people that love me as well.
Sure.
But Dave Chappelle green room is crazy.
Yeah.
So you get to Dave Chappelle. He's like, Bill, man, this is crazy, man. Appreciate you coming out. I taped first show. It was brilliant. Things were great. Fans were incredible. But, man, I just want to introduce you to one of my good friends, person I've been known for years, Lenny Kravitz. Lenny! And I turn to the left, and Lenny's standing there with his rock star glasses on, shirt buttoned down to his navel, scarves on his microphone. I thought I saw doves. I don't know. I thought I saw some doves go. And he was like, hi, Mr. Bellamy. And I'm like, Lenny, what's up? He was like, man, I'm all right, baby. And I was like, man, that's too sexy.
You were taken by his sexiness,
dude,
weren't you?
I almost fainted. Now, I'm not like that. I almost fainted. I'm like, I think he was over sexy. I didn't know. And he was with his daughter, which was nice.
Zoe.
So he's like, hi, Bill. I'm a big fan of yours. Get away from me. Your daddy too sexy. Because Lenny looked like he could be sexy 1 minute and then beat your butt over his daughter. Because his daughter is beautiful as well.
How many times in your life will you say that? Get away from me. Your daddy's too sexy.
Away from me. Your
daddy. That'll never happen again.
No.
Bill Bellamy is a very funny man. Go see him at the Improv. That's tonight through Sunday. A couple ways to get tickets. Improv.com or call 847-240-2001. Stop by again next time.
Thank you, man. You guys are so nice. And I'm going to put a picture on my Instagram at Bill Bellamy because I want you guys to see my team here. These guys go hard. You guys are epic.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Bill. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.